one thing I've been doing hot yoga. You know, that's really been helping me out, you know, get my back right, keep me loose, keep my hips loose as well.
Wait, I got to envision this for a moment. Okay, so you're in one of these yoga studios, right? Yeah. You and, like,
all women?
What's the male-female ratio here? Is it you and just a bunch of ladies? Or
Whoa, why take it to that level?
No, it usually is, John.
No. It seems funny. Like, Brandon Brooks' hot yoga sounds like a skit, you know, almost. But you're doing this. Look, my dad does yoga. He's 82 years old. He says it's phenomenal for your body. Yeah. So what does this do for you?
It really does a lot. You know, like I said, keeps me loose. You know, and at the same time, one of the bigger reasons I did it is because, you know, we were in a practice and stuff outside and, you know, all the heat. So being inside, you know, it's like 105 plus, you know, in the room. And, you know, you're doing like your Warrior One and, you know, different, you know, upward and downward dogs, all that type of stuff.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, as promised, John Harris. Sorry to drag you away from your work over there. I mean, you were just...
It's all right. It's that time of year. I mean, you get dragged away for football things. That's the good thing, is we can actually start talking about football things. And we talk about players in the draft in theory, but now we get a chance to see them on the field. It's been kind of nice.
All right, let's talk about players, specifically the rookies that you had a chance to watch and watch closely this weekend. Let's kind of go down the list. Let's start with number one, Kevin Johnson.
Well, I think the one thing that Kevin showed on film was how quick he is to attack the ball. He's always in the vicinity. You never see him without an opportunity to make a break on the ball because he is so quick. And I think he can play zone, he can play man, he can play off, he can play press. There's so much you can do with him. And I know the staff doesn't want to overload him with those things, but you can see the quickness. If you just focus on his feet, when you come to training camp and you get a chance to see him and you see the feet, you realize, man, he's got as quick a feet as you're going to find at a defensive back. I think he's going to fit right at home in this defense.
Well, the next two guys, Bernardrick McKinney and Jalen Strong, the Texans went up, got the guys they wanted. I know it's real early to tell, but a good move based on what you saw?
Well, within 30 seconds of practice starting on Friday, you just close your eyes and you hear Bernardrick McKinney. He's got full and total control of the defense, which I thought was great. And then you see him and you're like, man, he looks like an outside linebacker. And he's actually playing on the inside. So he has command of the defense. And I don't think you have the command of the defense when everybody arrives, the vets. But to know that he knew the defense at that level, at that point, that everybody was looking to him, I thought was a great sign.
And Jalen Strong, this is someone that's being looked at to replace Andre Johnson. You don't want to put that kind of pressure on the kid, but he kind of looks the part.
He does look the part. There's no question about that. He does have to get in condition. He talked about it. Coach O'Brien talked about it. But Jalen Strong is a guy that can win those 50-50 balls, those contested passes. And as he gets more experience being a receiver, he only caught 41 passes in high school, then went the JUCO route for a year before he went to Arizona State. I think his best football is ahead of him. You're going to see Jalen Strong get better and better by the week and better by the year. I think Jalen Strong is going to be the one player we look back on and say, that's the Keenan Allen. San Diego drafted Keenan Allen a few years ago out of Cal in the third round and got a steal. I think we're going to look back at this and say the same thing about Jalen Strong.
And in the fourth round, the Houston Texans decided to stay at the wide receiver position.
They did. Keith Mumphrey, a guy that was overshadowed at Michigan State, didn't get a lot of run at Michigan State. It was more about Tony Lippett. But the one thing I love about Keith Mumphrey is the fact that he'll run down on special teams. We know that. But when he was at the Shrine Bowl, he was named a captain of an all-star team, which tells you about his leadership ability. I know that really was probably one of those things that really triggered for Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien.
And then back to the backfield at from LSU, and he said it himself, they saved the best for last, Kenny Hilliard.
They did. And he is nothing but power. There's no fancy. There's no cut left, cut right. It is going downhill, and he's looking for a different color jersey to force into making a business decision whether you want to tackle him or not. Not a lot of tread off the tire, a lot like Alfred Blue. LSU running backs share the wealth, and they've shared it for a while. And that was the one thing that Bill O'Brien talked about. These guys aren't selfish from LSU. They're going to find a way to be part of this program, organization, in any way, shape, or form. Kenny Hilliard will be part of special teams, but if you get in the four-minute offense and Arian's got 20 to 25 carries already, this guy can handle the football for 5 to 7 times down the stretch and take some of that heat off Arian Foster and Alfred Blue.
Well, it wasn't just these seven guys out there at the rookie camp. There was about 40 or so, and a lot of them obviously were undrafted free agents. Was there anybody that kind of stood out, maybe any diamonds in the rough that we can keep our eye on?
Well, I think Lyndon Trail from Norfolk State will stand out just by sheer size. He's 6'7", 250. He looks like he should be playing the Western Conference Finals and not out at an NFL mini camp. But then you have the opposite end of the spectrum. You have Chandler Worthy, who may not be able to make it on some of the rides at Six Flags because he's only 5'6". But when you watch that guy scoot, he's 4'3", 8", and 40. and can return. So you've got some slot receiver potential and the ability to return. So Chandler Worthy out of Troy got the attention of the coaching staff. And I talked with Bill O'Brien late last week, and that was one of the names that he brought up was Chandler Worthy. So he's going to get right in that competition. He'll be fun to watch.
All right, great stuff. Thank you, John. Definitely some guys to keep our eye on. We have to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mark Vandermeer will rejoin us, and we'll talk OTAs. Stay with us.